Fate closed his eyes and leaned his head back against the column. Nolan stood, and still holding the hammer, walked toward Gillette. He rolled onto his side and tried to crawl away, but his body still wouldn't work after the electric jolts, and he collapsed to the floor again. Patricia leaned close. Gillette stared at the hammer. Then he noticed her hands. Her fingers, the pads glistened slightly and seemed opaque. And he understood. All that time she'd been putting on fingernail conditioner, she was adding it to the pads as well to obscure her fingerprints. She social engineered us too, from day one. Gillette whispered, "You've been after him for a while, haven't you?" Nolan nodded. "A year. Ever since we heard about Trapdoor." "Who's we?" She didn't answer, but she didn't need to. Gillette supposed that she'd been hired not by Horizon Online, or by Horizon alone, but by a consortium of internet service providers to find the source code for Trapdoor, the ultimate voyeur's software, which gave complete access to the lives of the unsuspecting. Nolan's bosses wouldn't use Trapdoor, but would write inoculations against it, and then destroy or quarantine the program, which was a huge threat to the trillion-dollar online industry. Gillette could just imagine how fast subscribers to internet providers would cancel their service and never go online again if they knew that hackers could roam freely through their computers and learn every detail about their lives. Steal from them, expose them, even destroy them. And she'd used Andy Anderson, Bishop, and the rest of the CCU, just as she'd probably used the police in Portland and Northern Virginia, where Fate and Sean had struck earlier. Just as she'd used Gillette himself. She asked, "Did he tell you anything about the source code? Anywhere else he cached it?" "No." It would have made no sense for Fate to do so, and after studying him carefully, she seemed to believe Gillette. Then she stood slowly and looked back at Fate. Gillette saw her eyes examine the hacker in a certain way, and he felt a jolt of alarm. He suddenly understood clearly what Nolan had to do next. He pleaded urgently. "Don't."
"I have to."
"No, you don't. He'll never be out in public again. He'll be in prison for the rest of his life." "You think prison would keep somebody like him offline? It didn't stop you." "You can't do it." "Trapdoor's too dangerous," she explained. "And he's got the code in his head. Probably a dozen other programs, too, that are just as dangerous."
"No,"
Gillette whispered desperately. "There's never been a hacker as good as him. There may never be again. He can write code that most of us can't even imagine yet." She walked back to Fate.
"Don't,"
Gillette cried. But he knew his protest was futile. From her laptop bag, she took a small leather case, extracted a hypodermic syringe, and filled it from a bottle of clear liquid. Without hesitating, she leaned down and injected it into Fate's neck. He didn't struggle, and for a moment Gillette had the impression that he knew exactly what was happening and was embracing his death. Fate focused on Gillette.